Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Expert to Authority show. My name is Simone Vincenzi, and I'm your host. This is the show for coaches, speakers, and trainers who want to grow their businesses while making an impact in the world. And now we're doing a particular series to interview some of our GTEx members that have won GTEx Awards last year in 2023. Now, this interview is very special and particular because it is about one of the winners of the GRIT Award. And the GRIT Award is given to people that went through a particular tough time or some significant tough event or difficult event in their lives. And they still move forward. And so that's why we are doing it, because everyone has their goals and their dreams and their aspiration in business and life until something challenging happens. And so what we are here to do is so that we can share these experiences and then learn from each other. And right now we have the one and only Claudia Romero here. Hey Claudia, how are you doing today?
I'm fine actually with cold, but good.
Good. All right, let's start the interview. So before we get going, just a quick introduction about you and your business, just so then we can have people have context about it.
My name is Claudia Romero, and I'm a productivity and time efficiency coach, or time management, how many people wants to call. I don't like that word because you cannot manage time, but you can manage the things that you do in certain frame of time. And my aim is to help people to enjoy life, not being overwhelmed, and change the relationship with time. Because we always say, I don't have time, I don't have time. But the thing is that we all have the same amount of time, and it's the way that we use and the way that we prioritize how can change. And it can change your whole life.
And I gotta say that having the pleasure to work with you, not only as a client, but also as a GTEx ambassador, you're one of the most reliable and efficient people that I know that I have the pleasure to work with. So is not only something that you do, is a part of your being, is part of who you are.
And that is the thing that I want to share with others, that when you have that good relationship with time, no matter how difficult is your life, because believe me, I have it very difficult, you can do everything and you can enjoy life. You can breathe and you can do whatever you want to do. It is putting boundaries and is saying no to the things that are taking the time like weeds, to be honest.
Oh yeah. And that's why I invite everyone to check out then your LinkedIn profile, which is here in the show notes, and also your website, so then they can find more about your services and how you can help them really manage their time. It's not really their time, because we all have the time, but it's that's where we can put the category of thing. Manage themselves and what they do and be more productive.
Yes.
Now, I know that last year something tragic happened, and that's what we are here to talk about. And then to see from people that had something similar, maybe going through something really hard, how they can move forward and what advice actually you have for them. I also know that it's still quite raw because it didn't happen. It happened quite recently. So giving the microphone to you to share what happened and how difficult also it was for you.
Yes, the main thing is that as many knows and many don't know, I had a boy that was severely disabled. So he had multiple challenges throughout his life. And my background helped me to deal with all his situation. I have a lot of help from the system, and I have a lot of help from my husband as well, because we are partners. So it's not only my responsibility. So we dealt with that, but mostly the responsibility of his appointments and everything were on me. And last year, actually everything was going great with him. I had my health issues. I had a double mastectomy on January on 2023. So I received more help for Christian. But at the end of September, he got a parainfluenza and he deteriorated very, very rapidly. So we went to the hospital the 1st of October and he sadly passed on the 22nd. So 3 weeks at the hospital and he died sadly because everything neurologically was fine, but his system couldn't cope. And he developed a sepsis at the end and multi-organ failure. So it was a very difficult time, to be honest. And I decided to pause all my activities to be with him at the hospital. And because the main income in our household is my husband, so he kept working and I was full-time at the hospital. But in some moments I had commitments that I couldn't avoid and I did it anyway. So it is showing up for others as well. It's not only that the world disappear. There are things that keep going and you have to deal with that. But I decided to stop and pause, and many people that I work with understood that and helped me. So I feel very supported. And that is the thing. When you are doing the things right, people understand the world is not going to end and they are not going to blame you for something that you are not doing if circumstances changes. So after his death and having my period of grief, and the grief is going to happen anytime when I remember or something. I know that the process is long. But in those moments, and now, for example, the day by day, it is what he taught me to do. I am very grateful because I used to work the same amount that maybe someone else do in 8 hours in 3 or 4 hours. So focusing and targeting the things that I had to do in the minimum time possible, so I had plenty of time to spend with my 3 sons. So Christian wasn't the only one. I have another 2. So I always know that what matters most in my life is people. So my family, my friends are top, and the rest can fit in the rest of my time.
Like, it looks like you have a lot of self-awareness about your priorities and what's important for you. And 2, you were forced also to develop them because of the time that you had available to run your business, despite everything else that was going on, even before. And there is something that you said about, if you do things right, because there are a few questions I want to ask based on this introduction you gave. And actually, before I go there is one I want to commend you for your bravery and for your courage. So I think it's courage about coming here and sharing this interview. I really appreciate it and I don't take it for granted. And the question that I had is that something you said earlier was about if you do things right, people will understand. Can you expand on that? Because I think this is a really important concept that can make a big shift in how people run their businesses around their lives.
For me, the most important thing is that you set boundaries with all the people that you work and all the people around you. They should, and this is not only for self-employed people, for employed people as well. If I'm working and my schedule say from 9 to 5, don't expect me to answer emails at 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't expect me that I'm always available. Even though, for example, I can be more focused and more, engaged doing work at 11 o'clock in the night, but I never expect that other people are available at that time. So if I do something, I schedule the emails to go at 8 o'clock in the morning. And if you train the people that you respond 3 times a day, emails, and you don't see anything else in between, people are going to start to respect those boundaries. And if you show authentically as well and not overcommitted, because sometimes try to please others, we say yes at everything, yeah, and then you realize, oh my god, I cannot deal with this amount of things. So be realistic with the things that you can do. Be realistic on the things that you are already committed. And if you're going to be delayed, don't be afraid to say, sorry, something happened, I'm not feeling in the mood, or I have a cold, but don't make it look like an excuse. It has to be realistically, I am delayed because I mess up and I overcommit. People prefer to hear that always feel that you are excusing yourself. So first is to be aware of your time and what you can do in that time for others.
Yeah, be aware of your time, set the right boundaries. And I can agree, and I agree with you. I used to make excuses all the time. Because one of the things, one of the things that I have is ADHD, and which means that with an ADHD brain, your perception of time, my perception of time, is let's say up to whatever is in the moment. So it's never accurate, really. And often tend to overcommit and massively underestimate or overestimate how long something actually takes. It's very difficult for me to find that particular time. And I used to feel bad about it and then make excuses. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, or well, it wasn't true. Or I ignore messages and ignore emails until I would respond. These were actually some things that I was doing over and over again. I'm a very busy person. I run a lot of businesses. And I used to feel so bad about it. And I made a decision that was 2 years ago. The decision was made last year that I was never going to lie anymore for these things. Like for these things, like how can I live my life without lying? And which meant to be very thoughtful about what I'm going to share. And if something happens, like I miss completely a deadline, having the guts of actually admit my shortcomings. Hey, sorry, I missed the deadline. This is what happened. And this is what I'm going to do moving forward. This is when I'm going to get it delivered. And at the beginning, it was really hard. Mm-hmm. Because finding the easy escape, like I've been using all my life, was the comfortable solution, the easy solution. And then I found actually that by doing that, people were respecting me more. People were respecting my boundaries. And it forced me also to be more conscious and do my best to allocate more time, my time more effectively. Because I knew I didn't have an escape anymore. It's like I had just to face. So this has been an interesting experiment of eliminating white lies from my life. This is tough to do, I've got to say, very tough to do.
But I feel that it's better to undercommit than overcommit and not being able to fulfill those commitments. Because if you undercommit, you have time to maybe take another things on board. But if you overcommit, then you're going to overwhelm and your mental health is going to suffer. And not only your mental health, sometimes your body start to warning, giving you many, many things. So I feel that, yeah, people very much overestimate the time that they have for doing things.
Totally agree with you. You're definitely looking at one. Talking about grit, I think that, you know, what you've gone through last year, double vasectomy, then the death of your son.
Mastectomy.
Pardon me. Wrong word. Sorry. Mastectomy. Wrong word. Sorry about that. I'm still getting used to this kind of English words as well. So double mastectomy and the death of your son as well. You know, it puts, I think, a lot of people's problem into perspective. It definitely did with me.
Yeah, but I don't want to, I never wanted to other people feel like, oh my God, she has too much. Because sometimes in the past, when I had these challenges with Christian going out and in of the hospital for several months, people saw that they didn't want to put more in my plate. And I always say, I have time destined to work. And if you don't give me work, I don't know what to do. So I don't want to transfer that my life is like, oh my God, poor you. No, it's not that. It's only to show that you can do things no matter how challenging you have your life.
What gives you this mindset? This was a question I was going to ask. Because at any point throughout this process last year, I felt that you were sorry for yourself, but it was like if you were going through your process but you were going through it with grace, you knew your boundaries, and the question is like, what gives you this mindset?
Ooh, I'm not too sure. Maybe growing up in a family of four where I had to, I don't know, fight for myself and my belief and make me here in that environment was part of why I do what I do as well. So I never give up because many people in my family say that if you give up, you are like not strong. And so growing up with that consciousness gave me the tools to live a life with my own in first place. Like, I don't know how to say that. I always, it's not selfishness. I always think in myself first to help others, because if I'm not good enough or I'm not feeling good, I'm not going to be able to help anyone. And I have had my moments of not depression, because luckily I never experienced that. That can be very, very tiring. But maybe because I don't let myself to go there, I stop myself and I start to be grateful for what I have. And of course, I could say, oh my God, I have a child with no ADHD, but in the autism spectrum as well. I have a severely disabled child. I have left all my family back in Chile, and I'm living in Scotland with nobody around, no family, no mom, not even my mother-in-law or father-in-law that I can complain about. I could be crying 24 hours a day, but it is not the gratefulness of the experience that this has given me, all the learnings about open a new world for me that I've never seen before, like disability world, or how the cities aren't prepared for extreme disabled people, or all the challenges that they have to face, all the service, and being grateful, for example, the NHS here that I wouldn't have in Chile. So I always try to focus in the positive and the learning rather than spiraling down into or digging a hole deeper that is more difficult to get out.
And that's what I wanted to understand about you, because, you know, if you look at someone else that would have had the same life, same challenges, moving to a completely different continent on your own, having a disabled child, all that you went through, even last year, you know, it's easy for someone that is not mentally strong and emotionally strong and was not able to have this sense of understanding themselves and what they need to go through a particular process to crumble. And we can see a lot of people that would just give up, or they might take years just to get to the point to start processing things. And I've seen many of them. And I think there is something about you which is like your mental and emotional fortitude that you have, which is given by the self-awareness that you have about yourself, is very unique. Very, very unique. And also there is something else, which is your attitude of embracing the fullness of life. Because when we see also these episodes as well, we are talking about the loss of a family members. I mean, I cannot even imagine the pain of the loss of a son. I cannot even imagine that. But you are not afraid to experience it. You're not afraid to go through it. You're not afraid to embrace what life gives you. And I would love you to expand a bit more about that on this topic.
I think I always been more towards introverted person. So maybe that helped me to go inwards and understand myself and always find that spiritual, you need to engage with that part. So I always been doing courses and no manifestation only, but mindfulness, a lot of growing up with the faith that I had, growing up in a Catholic school, gave me values in that matter. Although I can not be all the time in agreement with what they do or anything, but the core values are there and they help me quite a lot. My family and good friends as well, they are always these fundamental pillars that I can go when I feel that I cannot do more. My husband, my family, being the youngest of four, when they say that you don't know nothing because you are very much younger than them, so you cannot speak because you don't know nothing, and gave me the feisty part as well. And the saying that when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, I always think, well, you can do so much other things with lemons, not only lemonade. You can cook with lemons. You can. So there is that I never settle to what people say that you have to do. And it has to be in alignment with my own life. And I'm a truly believer that good relationship with people. Although you can have one or two friends, but if they are good, good friends, that is plenty. Mm. It's better to have deep relationships than a room full of people that you can be friendly, but feeling completely alone. Because in this, those dark moments, you can rely on those people to help 100%.
You getting out. 100%. This has been an incredible interview. There is a lot of wisdom in what you said. And I want everyone to, in particular, listen to this final part. Because there is a lot of, as you mentioned, self-awareness. There is understanding about the relationship and the importance of building deep relationship, not shallow relationships. So that's about the number, but it's definitely about the quality. Because when you have those moments where you don't know where to turn, it's going to be those people giving you the lift that you need to get out of the hole. And having that and having been able to create this support network, but also what I love is understanding a bit more about where the feistiness come from. Because, you know, definitely being the youngest of four makes it, you gotta build character there. You gotta build character.
And it's a Latin family, so you.
I was gonna say that. It's a Latin family. You gotta make yourself heard. Is there a final message before we wrap up that you want to leave everyone that is going through a really tough time?
Especially nowadays that there are also factors of economy, that there is incertitude and panicking everywhere. Stop listening to the noise outside and see what is really happening in your circle. And then complain. It is looking and understand your circle, your immediate circle. And if you're fine, don't brag that, oh, no, nothing is happening, because there are many things happening for others. But be grateful and see how you can improve in your life. So putting ourselves first is not selfishness, is self-worth. And when we start to understand ourselves, the pieces of the puzzle start to fall into the right place.
Claudia, thank you very much for this interview. Really appreciate it. Thank you for being here. And for everyone who is watching or listening, make sure you check out more Claudia's work, because now we all in business want to be more efficient so we can have more time to do other things that we love. Or if we have challenging moments, then we can handle them much better. And that's definitely what Claudia's work is going to help you with. So there is a website, which is claudiaifonromero.com. So it's claudiaifonromero.com. You can also check her LinkedIn profile, and the link is in the show notes or in the description. Having said that, thank you very much, Claudia. It's been a pleasure having you here. And for everyone watching or listening, I cannot wait to see you next time, or be in your ears next time, if it even makes sense. And remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business, or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.